Art Kapinski with a female IME on Crystal Lewis, L-E-W-I-S. Crystal Lewis is a 47-year-old woman who described she was injured at work on 8-3-22, buried a machine, malfunctioned, and slammed into metal beams and boxes. Buried about 5 to 10 boxes fell on her head, shoulder, and neck, but she did not have loss of consciousness. Buried these fell from the lower level at unspecified height. Period, she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Period, she believes she injured her head, neck, left shoulder, and upper back, but remains unaware from final diagnosis. Period, she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period, new paragraph. As per the records provided, she was seen by Dr. Rosen on 12-2022, period. He learned she did get injured on 8-3-22 when she was standing while driving a massive pick machine. Period, the machine hit and crushed pallets with boxes on them with heavy material. But once the collision occurred, boxes dropped down onto her neck and left upper extremity. Period, the machine that she was on apparently had gotten dislodged from its wired guidance. Period, she complained of injuries to her neck, left shoulder, and elbow. Period, he learned that she worked for about a week after this incident, and then started her new job on 8-15-22, period, she left the insured on 8-10-22, period. He ascertained a history of prior work injury involving the right elbow in 2021 and a laceration or abrasion of her left wrist in July of 2022. Period, the latter was a more superficial injury that did not require any sutures. Period. He only had the respondent's answers to claim petition, but no other records were available to him. Period. He rendered diagnosis of cervical sprain, comma, left shoulder biceps tendonitis, sprain and impingement, as well as left elbow medial epicondylitis, as well as contusion and mild bursitis over the olecranon area without any swelling. Brady recommended x-rays of all three areas, followed by conservative treatment. Brady paragraph on 3-2-23, she had a need for treatment evaluation by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He learned that she had been seen on several occasions by the on-site nurse, but was never able to see a physician or attend physical therapy. Period, she had been taking anti-inflammatories and was on light duty. Period, she left Target in August of 2022, then took a job in the Philadelphia School District as a parent liaison. Period, she still had some left-sided neck and shoulder discomfort, as well as left upper thoracic discomfort and elbow discomfort. Period, she had no permanent numbness or weakness of the arms and legs. Period. The only records he had available was the claim petition of 8-17-22 and Dr. Rosen's report of 12-20-22. Period. Dr. Lipschultz opined in this accident she sustained soft tissue injuries. Period. Her exam today revealed some mild residual signs of a cervical sprain and left shoulder tendonitis. Period. He did observe that she had full lumbar sacral range of motion, and there was no notation of a low back injury. Period. He did not relate her complaints of back discomfort to the incident on 8-3-22, period. She did get referred for physical therapy, period. Paragraph and follow-up with Dr. Lipschultz on 6/12/23. She related the therapy had helped, and she did a home exercise program. Period, she intermittently takes Motrin. Period, x-rays of the cervical spine revealed loss of normal lordosis, consistent with spasm, but no significant degenerative changes. Period, x-rays of the left shoulder were normal. Period, there were no degenerative changes and good alignment. Period, physical exam was essentially normal. Period, he cleared her to continue to work without restrictions and discharged her from care. Period, physical exam. Head, normal. Shoulders. Active left shoulder motion was to 150 degrees of abduction and 145 degrees of flexion, but these were full on a passive basis. Paired motion of the shoulders, elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus tendinous, triggering or locking. Paired manual muscle testing was 5-5. He resisted left elbow flexion and extension as well as shoulder abduction, but was otherwise 5-5. Hands, wrists, elbows. Tenno's sign on the left medial epicondyle elicited paresthesias there. Period. This, that is normal. Shoulders normal. Extremities lower normal. Spine cervical. Active flexion was 25 degrees, comma, extension 45 degrees, comma, rotation right 55 degrees and left of 50 degrees with side bending right 25 degrees and left of 20 degrees. Period, when distracted, she had full range of motion in all spheres with no signs of discomfort. Period, she was tender to palpation at the left paravertebral and trapezius musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Period, the rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She had mild tenderness to palpation about the left paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Compared to the rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 8/3/22, Crystal Lewis was struck by boxes that fell off of a standing forklift that she was operating. Apparently she did not experience loss of consciousness. She evidently was seated by the on-site company nurse. Paired, she was evaluated by Dr. Rosen on 12/20/22, who recommended x-rays of the symptomatic areas. Paired, she also saw Dr. Lipschultz on 3/2/23, who did recommend some things like this as well. Paired, she participated in physical therapy with improvement. Period, as of 6/12/23, she was discharged from care to continue working full duty. Period, new paragraph, the current examination found several inconsistencies. Period, her hairstyle reflected her ability to reach her left shoulder above and behind her head. Period, she did have full passive range of motion of the left shoulder, but actively was decreased. Period, provocative maneuvers at the shoulder were negative. Period, she had a questionable Tenno's sign on the left elbow. Period, I may have done this on the lateral epicondyle, but it elicited tingling on the medial epicondyle. Period, provocative maneuvers at the elbows, hands, and wrists were otherwise normal. She had variable mobility about the cervical spine. Period, she had full range of motion of the thoracic lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Period, new paragraph, this case represents 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the head, comma, neck, comma, or elbows. Period, she has been able to remain in the workforce. Indicates she did a lot of office work from 2022 through 2023. Period. And that is the end.